I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Gratitude. We all know that life can overwhelm us at times, but it sure is nice when we can take a step back and feel grateful, truly appreciating what's good and rich in our lives. The ancient Roman statesman and philosopher Cicero put it succinctly, "Gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all the others." If we're really fortunate, we find times in our lives when we're able to stop and truly embrace profound moments and encounters that come our way, as did this week's essayist, Darren Gerard.
I believe in breathing fire. This is how I describe a state of being that occasionally occurs when I am running, fast and hard. I have been running for fitness for over 30 years. I am not a real runner. I didn't participate in track and field during high school or college. I rarely enter races. Sometimes, when I am running, I am able to hit a fast, easy stride that feels almost effortless. I assume this is the runner's high that we all have heard about. I don't notice much in the way of euphoria, rather peace and calm. My body responds with ease and efficiency. Legs hum, arms float, light and limber, marking time according to the cadence buried in unnamed ancient reflexes. My lungs move huge volumes of air, and there is no pain, only a burning at the back of my throat, breathing fire. My favorite place to run is Goddard Park in Warwick. One day, last autumn, I opened up the pace on the boardwalk down by the beach. A bright sun was reflecting off the water, and a slight breeze stirred the trees up on the bluff. I tasted the salt air, started to go faster, and soon I was breathing fire. When I was about halfway, I saw an elderly couple on the far end start to make their way towards me. The man was unsteady on his feet. He shuffled uneasily with a cane in one hand and had the other arm draped around his wife for support. They stopped and watched me approach. When we drew even, the woman said, without reproach or malice, "I hope you know how lucky you are to be able to do that." She looked out over the water and then met my eye again. "Remember this," she advised, before getting back to their stroll. My occupation is emergency physician. On the job, our team sees broken bodies every day. We work hard to treat people with limbs that are twisted and cracked from trauma, breathing that is ragged and labored from chronic conditions, and global function that is diminished from the relentless effects of aging. We witness pain and suffering and strive to relieve it. We try to help. "I hope you know how lucky you are to be able to do that," the woman said. "Yes, ma'am, I do." "Remember this," she said. "Yes, ma'am, I will."
Darren Gerard is an emergency physician at Landmark Medical Center in Woonsocket, where he also serves as the medical director of emergency services. Gerard, his wife, and two children, Sophie and Teddy, live in North Kingstown. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.